lineups are being announced after the greatest song in the land was played here to start the basketball game in Gladwin Gymnasium. I'm Ryan Fritz. Next to me is Grant Cortman. And Grant, you have the starters for the Stan and Sterling Panthers. Why don't you go ahead and give us that starting lineup for Coach Coyne?
Yeah, absolutely. Starting number four, Brody Sullivan, the junior. Starting number five, Kaysen Wendell, the junior. Starting number 12, Brock Bartlett, the junior. Starting number 14, Cale Coyne, the senior. And starting number 42, Cooper Prout, the senior.
And over here for the Clare Pioneers, wearing their green and white, those famous Clare colors with a little bit of black trim, they've got Ryan Louch, a junior, Nick Porter, a senior, Miles Haggart, a senior, Richie Montgomery is a senior, and Dane Alexander, number 33, a freshman. So you've got 23 basketball games under your belt, freshman. You're not a freshman anymore, but we'll see how things act out for those guys on the floor. Well, we're just about tip-off action here. The officials are handing their coats to the guys at the scorer's table. Mr. Terry Brokoff is walking through the crowd smiling, and it feels like a basketball game at Gladwin High School, Grant.
Man, you can feel the energy in the building right now. It's a championship game. It doesn't get any better than this. This is the first time these teams have played each other since the district championship in 2022. The energy is in the building. We're ready to go.
And these two will be conference opponents next year, I believe, because Stan and Sterling's moving to the Jack Pine Conference along with Ogama Heights and the Bullock Creek Lancers. So a budding rivalry in its own right here. Well, we are underway. Official gives us a thumbs up. White Clare Pioneers going from left to right on your radio dial. Panthers from right to left in their visitor blues. The opening tip is won by number 23, Haggard, and into the hands of point guard Nick Porter. He is hounded at half court by Kaysen Wendell, and here come the Panthers on defense. They are out in full court man-to-man. Little screen and roll action there as Loach throws it away, intended for 32 Montgomery, just off his fingertips, and one turnover so far for the Clare Pioneers.
Just a little hard on the pass right there. Want to avoid those nerves early. That's something you got to worry about.
Yeah, a little bit excited on a tough angle pass. Clare comes out in what looks like a kind of a 2-1-2, 2-3 kind of zone, an interesting zone, something Stan and Sterling hasn't seen in a while. Bartlett around the perimeter, playing catch with Kaysen Wendell. Right wing Sullivan over to Bartlett, trying to get it inside. Prout seals his man, pump fakes, lays it up and in, and Stan and Sterling's on the board, 2-0. Give that basket to Cooper Prout.
Excellent job right there by Prout. Used the pump fake, got underneath right there, used the backboard perfectly. That's a great start for Standish.
Nick Porter hounded there, and a steal by Brody Sullivan. He got in the passing lane. He'll lay it up and in. No good. And lost the handle on it on the way up. Good hustle there by Ryan Louch on the way back. Kaysen Wendell a steal. That's three turnovers now for the Pioneers. Three possessions, three turnovers. Wendell into the front court, and he throws it right back to freshman Dane Alexander. And a little bit frantic play here as Clare has three turnovers and three possessions. Stan Sterling has one in three possessions. So settle the nerves a little bit. Get in your offensive set. Here's Louch getting a ball screen from Haggard. A three-point try falling down was Richie Montgomery. It was no good off the back iron. Sullivan clears the rebound, and Bartlett picks up a foul.
Yeah, a little rough start for both teams. Four turnovers very early in this game, a minute and a half into this game, and now Stan Strong, the first foul. Let's see if, you know, that foul can slow them down a little bit here, getting your offense. You saw what they're doing in zone-wise, 2-1-2. Let's see if they can figure it out now.
And that's exactly what Coach Coyne is yelling from across the floor. Settle down, run the offense, be patient, get a good look. The one time they did it, they got a great look for Prout in the post as he sealed his defender. Wendell to Bartlett around the perimeter. Looking for Sullivan running baseline. Coyne tries a three, back iron, no good. Rebound cleared there by Ryan Louch. Into the front court comes Clare. Porter on the left wing, man-to-man defense, hounded by Wendell still. And they will reset. Coach Shunk here at half court crosses his arms a little bit out of the coach's box, but we'll see if the officials have anything to say to him. As Coach Coyne is 2 feet onto the floor on the other end of the court, so both coaches are into this one for sure. Here's Porter, throws to the corner. That's Haggard. Little baseline runner here, up and in. That one's good for Richie Montgomery, and Clare is on the board. 2-2 now, 2.5 minutes into this ball game.
Clare used a great job using patience, finding great passes, not forcing anything right there. trying to get themselves to tie ball game.
It's exactly what you have to do against Standish Sterling's man-to-man pressure defense. That 3-2 zone is causing Standish Sterling fits. Cooper Pro catches in the paint, dribbles back to the nail, doesn't like it. Inside to Wendell, great look there, couldn't get it to go as Coyne found Wendell for a layup, but the small in stature guard couldn't quite get it up among the trees.
That's a fantastic pass. Stan just had some great passes, just missed a couple of early opportunities. Might be a little bit of nerves, just got to settle in a little bit.
Yeah, I hope these opportunities don't come back to haunt them. As Claire going back to that top of the head play, they've run a couple times. Montgomery in the lane, scoops, and they're going to call a travel first. As Richie Montgomery took an extra step, and that gives me the opportunity to tell you tonight's game is brought to you in part by Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tawas, the law offices of Dwayne Hadley and Standish, and Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling. Into the front court, Sullivan, a baseline drive, leaves it for a teammate, almost lost the handle. Bartlett finds the loose ball, and he's the benefactor of an easy one there, as gives Standish Sterling 4 to Claire's 2 here, 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Breaking the press is Porter. He leaves a handoff there for Ryan Louch. Here is Haggard. Back to Porter. Ball movement from Claire. Right-hand drive by Haggard against Prout. No good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Louch and a second chance. It's the freshman for 3, Dane Alexander. No good. Quickly into the front court comes Standish Sterling. Sullivan, a little crossover move up and under. Couldn't get that one to go. Third layup in a row that the Panthers have missed. But cleaning up his mess there is Brock Bartlett. Now it's 6-2 in favor of Standish Sterling, and we're halfway through the first.
I think a big key so far, halfway through the first, the opportunity Standish is getting is so much easier than what Claire is. Even though they're missing them, they're getting a lot more cleaner opportunities. Claire's having a really tough time on offense because of Standish's defensive pressure.
And I thought it'd be the other way around as the ball knocked away there by Coyne using his length on the defensive end. Exactly what you pointed to there, Mr. Grant Cortman. Standish Sterling's defense causing problems. Checking into the game for Claire, Chase Randall. He's a senior, the first guy off the bench. The big guy's got a lot of length for Claire, and it's going to add a different option. As speaking of length, there's Coyne with a steal, and Randall's going to pick up a loose ball foul. Good anticipation there by Cale Coyne.
That's a great job right there by Standish. What Standish is going to look to do is they want to avoid Claire getting into that zone. If you can get those rebounds, you can get out there in fast breaks. Try avoiding Claire getting that opportunity to set up their zone there.
Absolutely. The best way to beat a zone is not let them set it up. So now they've gone to a little bit of a loose man-to-man here. They've switched from the zone to the man-to-man. Here's Cooper Prout way out by the Goshawk insignia at half court. Standish Sterling in their patented flex offense. Coyne on the right wing. Leaves for Kason Wendell. And we're going to pick up another Claire foul. So Claire, being in a 2-3 zone, has already picked up 3 fouls 4.5 minutes into this ball game. Quickly back into the game, as that's number 2, Nick Porter's second foul. That might be a big one as well as we go forward. Montgomery checked back in, excuse me. Here's Wendell, top of the key in the inbound pass. They're going to set it up into their flex offense. Here's Prout. Sullivan thought about a 3, decided against it, and they'll reset. A little discombobulated here from Standish Sterling. Bartlett on the left wing. He drives baseline, leaves for Prout. He thought about a 3, who he had Coyne for a second there if he wanted him. 3 defenders on him, finally turns the ball over, and Claire picks it up. 3 turnovers to 2 now, as still that sloppy play continues that you talked about earlier. Oh, good cut there by Haggard, and he got an easy one, almost a flex cut, very similar to what Standish Sterling does. Make it 6-4 now in favor of the Panthers.
That was a tremendous move right there by Haggard, and Claire really needed that. You know, they've been really struggling with the turnovers early and some fouls. They needed an easy basket and a little bit of confidence early.
Bartlett on the perimeter. Standish Sterling runs a little motion set into their flex offense. Still flex. Kason Wendell on the left wing. He resets. He's guarded there by Alexander. Prout now with the ball in his hands. Cale Coyne, Bartlett running baseline. They find him. Got it in the paint. Didn't know what to do with it. Throws it up. Wendell reverse. No good. That was a tough shot by Wendell. Rebound Prout, and it's blocked there by Chase Randall. Quickly into the front court comes Claire. And a left-handed layup. No good by Ryan Louch. Knocked out of bounds, and Standish Sterling will see our first sub. It is number 32 for Standish Sterling, Caleb Emmons. And also number 10, Carter Fagan, checks into the ballgame.
So far, story of the game, we've had a lot of turnovers, we've had a lot of fouls on the Clare side, but a lot of missed layups on both sides too.
A little bit sloppy play and a couple of just missed gimmies. As speaking of gimmies, there's an easy one off a line out of bounds play. Ryan Louch gets his first two of the game as he gets an easy layup, tie the score at 6, 2 minutes to go here in the first. Stannis Sterling needs a good look here on offense. Thought about a three was Fagan. He'll find Sullivan on the right wing. Bartlett top of the key. Good closeout there by Alexander. They watched Stannis Sterling shoot the ball the other night against Ogemaw. They are not going to give up any easy ones off of those down screens. They being the Clare Pioneers. You can hear the Clare bench applauding their defensive effort. If there was a shot clock in high school basketball, Stannis Sterling would be struggling with it.
Hopefully someday.
Someday, we'll see. Although, I don't know, I'm a fan of this patience flex. Carter Fagan thought about a three, didn't quite handle the pass cleanly. Here's Bartlett at the top of the key. Swings to the right wing, it's Emmons. Swing it all the way around the perimeter, Fagan. He's going to run a little post move, dribble handoff there with Kaysen Wendell. Fagan will try a three. No good, didn't draw any iron. Out of bounds, it will go back to Clare. And a very, very good defensive possession there by the Clare Pioneers.
You can feel the energy with that defensive possession. I mean, the student section was going, the bench was going, the crowd was going. I mean, Clare got a lot of energy playing great defense. And so far, it's a 6-6 game with 1 minute to go. It might be all defense this game.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Both of these teams pride themselves on defense. You talked about Clare, and when they hold teams under, it was 40-something, I believe you said, in the pregame. And they're on pace to do that right now as Stannis Sterling has 6 through the first 7 minutes of the ball game. Ball into the hands of Ryan Rodenbo here from Clare. Just checked into the ball game. Here's Richie Montgomery receiving a high ball screen. He'll swing it around the perimeter to Miles Haggard. Back to Rodenbo. Lots of ball movement. Entry pass, another turnover. Caleb Emmons with a steal for Stannis Sterling. He'll lead the break to Carter. Fagan off the high glass. Carter gets it to go, gives Stannis Sterling 8. There's one of those easy buckets off of a turnover that you mentioned earlier, Grant Cortman.
Yeah, 20 seconds left to go right here. Let's see who can get that momentum going in the second quarter.
Coach Shunk wants a timeout. So 20 seconds, he wants one more good set. He wants to stop turning the ball over. He'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him here on your Power Station for Sports, 104.7 WKJC. Back live here in Gladwin, 20.8 to go in the first quarter. Stannis Sterling leads Clare 8-6. Let's see what Coach Shunk drew up there in his quick timeout near the end of the first quarter. I'm assuming Clare's going to hold for the last shot. The ball's in the hands of Haggard at half court. Now he gets it over to Dane Alexander, the freshman. He's hounded by and a little weave here. Rodenbo on a wheel. Haggard drives the lane. Bumped by Emmons. He can't get it to go with 4.6, but he'll go to the free throw line.
That was a great job right there by Clare. They drew it up in the timeout. They knew they wanted to settle for the last shot. They left 4.5 seconds left, but still, they used most of the shot clock. They did a really good job. They're setting the play. They get it down in the middle. They took it down to the post and drew the foul, and that's a great job right there by the Clare Pioneers.
Gives me the chance to say tonight's game is brought to you by Knuckle Oil of Standish, Aranac Bay Veterinary of Standish, Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, and the Flying Pig Venue of Standish. First free throw for Haggard is good. Second one on the way. One dribble, sets, fires, and the seniors got the next one. Tie it at 8, 4.6 to go. Here comes Kaysen Wendell, a crossover at half court. He gets it to Bartlett, who fires a 25-footer, and it's just short. We will end our first quarter here from Gladwin with a score of 8-8. Stannis Sterling and Clare are tied. We'll be back in a minute with second quarter action on your Power Station for Sports, 104.7 WKJC. Back live here, starting the second quarter. The Stannis Sterling Panthers and the Clare Pioneers are tied at 8 as we get the second quarter action going. And Grant, your thoughts so far?
Yeah, I think it's a really good defensive game. I mean, both teams really kind of struggled early. A little bit of foul troubles, a lot of turnovers, but they really settled in defensively. I think they found their way, and I think we're in for a nail biter tonight.
Yeah, speaking of defense, Clare is just hounding, as that's number 0, Ryan Louch, hounding Brody Sullivan around the perimeter. Brody dribbling a lot as Stannis Sterling's set play out of the half did not work. Here's Bartlett, right wing for Carter Fagan. Top of the key now, Bartlett. He'll swing it around Emmons. They're running that flex offense, a little double down screen. Left corner, Sullivan dribbles out of it to the elbow. Pull up jump shot, Sullivan no good. Rebound tipped around in favor of Richie Montgomery from Clare. He'll get it up to Rodenbo in the front court. Around to Haggard. Rodenbo He's going to reset. Top of the key. 1 minute into this quarter already. Only one shot put up as we've got a bit of a slow pace here to get the action going. They've got the big fella in the post. They don't find him. Swinging around the corner. Montgomery a three. Front iron no good. Rebound to Sullivan. And he'll see if he can't lead a little extra action here. Nope. Nothing on the fast break. Right wing Fagan. Bartlett now Wendell on the left wing. Little ball screen action here. He'll drive to his left. Leave it for Emmons. Bartlett a cutter across the lane. Nice pass there by Bartlett. And oh, Sullivan can't get that one to go. Just left it short off the front iron and missed opportunities. The story of the night so far for the Panthers.
It's about four or five layups that they've really missed. Easy shots. And now Claire with a three. Ooh, good offensive rebound.
Yeah, and they're going to get a travel. That was an offensive rebound as Rodenbo tried a three, didn't get it to go. And they're going to get a travel on Haggard there. Just an extra step trying to get to the rim.
I'm really kind of impressed with Claire, though. Defensively, they're so aggressive. You'd think they'd translate to offensively trying to force things, just that aggressiveness nature. But they're so patient on offense. It's obviously not doing a whole lot right now, but you can see it. You know, they're not forcing a whole lot the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of this game. They've literally learned from their lessons.
Preston Kahn checks into the ball game for the Panthers as Sullivan starts the offense. Kahn has the ball on the right wing. Carter Fagan, open three-pointer. He'll take it. He's not scared. Back iron, no good. And into the front court quickly come the Clare Pioneers. They got a three-on-two look. Here is the freshman for three. His name is Dane Alexander. It's no good. Rebound by Fagan, headed the other way. They had the numbers there, Grant.
They did. Outstanding move right there. Oh,
Wendell got to the bucket, couldn't get it to go with his left. And you're absolutely right. Another missed opportunity as State is showing. That was not an easy layup by any means. It was a great move to get there, but still, the ball needs to go through the basket to get the Panthers some confidence here. That was absolutely a travel, and there we go. We got it. A little bit of a late whistle, but absolutely the right call as the guy switched pivot feet. Everybody in the gym saw it.
Well, a late whistle is better than a no whistle, so.
I agree completely.
No score here in this quarter yet. Let's see who can start getting some momentum going into halftime. You want to be able to get your offense in rhythm. You don't want to go a full 16 minutes without offense going.
No, absolutely not. And neither team really has. Standish Sterling has had a couple great offensive looks. Claire's had a couple. Sullivan drives to his right, leaves for Emmons. Reset back to Sullivan, top of the key. Standish Sterling just out of sorts, and I really have to credit this Clare Pioneer defense. They're doing a great job against Standish Sterling.
Well, when they switch out of that zone to man, it just looks a lot more natural for them.
Absolutely. And Coach Coyne wants a timeout. I don't blame him, as we're 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the second quarter. Nobody scored a bucket, so he's going to take a full timeout. We're going to take a full timeout with him. We'll be back in 60 here on your power station for sports, 104.7 WKJC. Live here from Gladwin as Standish Sterling and Claire are tied after Coach Coyne's timeout at 8 here early on. Well, not early on anymore, halfway through the second quarter. Standish Sterling works the ball around the perimeter. Sullivan for three, and he got it. That's a big one there for the Panthers, just to see the ball go through the cylinder.
That might be the thing right there that gets these Panthers going, and I think they could translate on the defensive end, too, if they can force their turnovers that they started with earlier in the game.
A little cross screen for Hoggard, and he can't get it to go. And he's going to pick up a frustration foul there as he was well boxed out. He had a good look, but he was boxed out by Caleb Emmons. And that one will go back to Standish Sterling. 11-8 here, 4:21 to go in the first half. And that gives me the opportunity to say tonight's game is brought to you by Wiltsey Insurance Agency of Standish, Eastern Dust Control of Standish, and Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. Thank you again to all those sponsors for getting us on the air. We've had so many great sponsors the last couple nights getting us this district action from Gladwin. Standish Sterling in the front court, very deliberate on offense. Running a little weave here. It's Sullivan. Sullivan fakes the handoff, leaves for Fagan in the corner. He'll try a three. Back iron, no good again. Fagan 0 for 3 from the outside. And Claire looking to run, trying to get an easy one. That's Haggard around the perimeter to Rodenbo. Top of the key is Richie Montgomery. Left wing now Louch. A little runner fadeaway off the high glass. Nice shot there by Ryan Rodenbo, the senior, working against Fagan, the freshman, making 11-10 now in favor of the Panthers.
That's an outstanding shot right there.
Yeah, that floater off the glass, off the high glass, a la Larry Bird for us old guys. Little dribble handoff action as Standish Sterling goes back to their weave offense. Kahn. Sullivan. Fagan will try a three from the corner. Again, no good. Just can't get it to go tonight for Fagan. And it's rebounded there by Montgomery. And Claire will bring it into the front court. Jaden Arthur with the ball in his hands, a name I haven't called yet. Baseline drive there and a foul. Nice drive there by Ryan Louch. And Sullivan was beat, had no choice but to go after the ball and make sure it didn't go in.
Absolutely. Good foul right there. And, you know, the thing with Stevens, they've only hit one of their threes, and they've probably shot probably close to 8, 9, 10, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, they've shot a couple, absolutely.
But they're all great looks. You know, they really haven't forced a whole lot.
No, absolutely not. So, and Fagan's look there was a good look as well. He just hasn't gotten it to go, and he's made that shot this season for them.
Absolutely. So if you're Coach Coyne, you know, you can't be mad about it.
Absolutely.
You know, an open shot, you trust your guys. You're here in the district championship for a reason. So, you know, keep taking those opportunities, and, you know, eventually they're going to fall down.
They need to get another one to fall as the first free throw by Louch goes. Make it 11-11 now. Second one is no good. Fagan clears the board, and he'll get into the hands of Kahn. Kahn into the front court. Dribble crossover. Got to the baseline. Didn't like what he saw. Kaysen Wendell traps himself in a corner. Back to Kahn, and they'll reset on offense. Again, great defensive effort by Claire, and their bench applauds every defensive stop they get. They are all about defense here in the green and white for the Pioneers. Wendell resets from way up in the beak of the Flying G into the hands of Sullivan. Left wing now, Fagan back to the flex offense. There's an open look for Kahn. Front iron, no good. Rebound into the hands of Montgomery. And one and done there for the Panthers. Good job by Claire limiting those second chance opportunities for the Panthers.
That's a huge rebound by Montgomery. I thought Stanis had him boxed out really well there. He came down with it. And now with 2 minutes to go in a tie ball game, 11-11, it's all about who can get that momentum like we talked about into halftime. The offenses are still not going yet. Let's see who can get this swing here in the last 2 minutes.
Absolutely. And into the front court, Louch being very deliberate on offense. Here's Arthur driving, leaving it for Haggard. Left wing corner, Montgomery drives baseline. Got it to go against Wendell. A little bit of a mismatch there as far as strength goes. And Claire has their first lead in a while, 13-11 over the Panthers. 1:41 to go here in the half. Kahn dribble stop at the key. Leaves it for Sullivan. Sets him a ball screen. Sullivan lost the handle, tipped from behind, out of bounds, but it will stay with the Panthers. As checking back into the game, Nick Porter with his two fouls. And for the Panthers, Cooper Prout. And Standish Sterling will pull the trigger from the baseline. It'll be Sullivan running the inbound play. Sullivan with Fagan, Kahn, Prout, and Kaysen Wendell, who's been in the game the entire time. A three-point try again. Fagan, back iron, no good. Cannot get it to go tonight. Into the hands of Nick Porter. Porter, nobody picks him up. He'll try a three, and he got it. Big three there. Make it 16-11 now in favor of the Pioneers. A minute 8 to go in the first half.
That's a great shot right there. Great look. Got wide open. Nothing but net. And Claire's taking advantage here. 5-0 run.
Here's Prout at the top of the key. Back into the flex offense. Now Kahn on the right wing. Got Sullivan cutting baseline. Fagan in the corner. Thought about it. Out to Sullivan on the wing. He will refuse a ball screen from Wendell. 45 to go here now. He is working against Ryan Louch on defense, and Louch will pick up a foul away from the basket, so a non-shooting foul. Only the team's second of the quarter. For Claire, you're back to almost starters. Porter, Montgomery, number zero, Louch. Those are three starters, and then Jaden Arthur is in the ballgame right now. And who am I missing? No, 23, Miles Haggard. And it looks like we've got a little stoppage of play for a cleanup on aisle 3 over there in front of the Claire student section. So I'm going to tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by the Walker Insurance Agency of Augray, Dan Meals Well Drilling of Sterling, Mary's Country Corner of Sterling, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, and Daniel's Septic Service of Sterling. So it's been slow. It's been sluggish, Grant, but Standish Sterling needs a big bucket here, and that could send them with some momentum into the half if they can get one.
Absolutely. You're down 5 points right here. Claire looks like, I mean, just defensively, they're just a juggernaut right now. You just want to try finding something nice and easy, try converting it, and see if you get your confidence going.
Kaysen Wendell almost has it knocked away from him there, as Arthur needs to be careful. He has two fouls, but he was trying to steal the crossover. That's just playing good defense. Here's Kahn, dribble handoff with Prout. Back to the top of the key, Sullivan. Sullivan has it tipped away, recovers. Kahn on the right wing. He'll baseline drive all the way to the bottom. Leaves it, and it's thrown away to Ryan Louch. And here comes Claren to the front court. 7-6. That one saved out of bounds and is tipped out of bounds, saved by Fagan, but he didn't quite get it back to the line. And Claren will have a chance to extend their 5-point lead with 6.3 to go here as they pull the trigger on a baseline out of bounds play. They're going to find Montgomery. No, they're going to find Hoggard in the post. He got it up. No good. Blocked by 10, Carter Fagan, and that will do it for the first half of play. The Claren Pioneers lead your Standish Sterling Panthers 16-11. We'll be back after halftime as you hear from Halftime, brought to you by Northern Power Sports of Mayo. You'll hear that show in just a moment, as including the MHSAA Minute. Again, 16-11 from Gladwin. Halftime in favor of the Claren Pioneers. We'll be back after this one on 104.7 WKJC. And welcome back live to Gladwin Gymnasium with tonight's district final action between the Panthers of Standish Sterling and the Pioneers of Claren. And we are just about to get started with our second half as the Claren Pioneers lead the Panthers 16-11. Dustin Cardinal, that's 16-11 in favor of the Claren Pioneers. And here we are in district, or here we are in second half action. But Grant, you called it at halftime, or at pregame. You talked about the Claren Pioneers and their defensive prowess, and that's exactly what we've seen so far tonight.
Absolutely, 7-0 when allowing 35 points or less. And right now, it's not a great pace for Standish. I'm not great at math, but I know that they're on pace for 22 points. So Standish definitely needs to do something here early.
Oh, what a big three there! As we start out, Ryan Lausch for three, make it 19-11 now in favor of Claren, and Panthers need some offense. They need to find some offense, and it's been difficult to find here against these Claren Pioneers. Who do they go to for their big shot? Sullivan will find Coyne in the corner. He'll try a three to match. No good. Bartlett with an offensive rebound, and he is hammered from behind, so he'll go to the free throw line. But Standish Sterling has gotten good looks. They missed some layups early on. Some of them were layups. Other ones were tough shots, and they've had I haven't counted, but I'm going to say that's the 10th three-pointer they've tried, and they've made one so far.
They definitely had their opportunities, and they're still in it. I mean, you know, it's only 8 points, and now make it still eight.
Still eight, as Bartlett's free throw rattles out.
But, you know, they're right in the mix, and it's just been a little tough go-around for them. But obviously, Coach Coyne at halftime, you know, he's going to have them motivated. I mean, you get 16 minutes away from a championship here, so now let's see if those shots can start falling down, and there's one of them. Cut it to 7 points now with a free throw.
19-12 in favor of Claren. 7:18 to go here in the third quarter. And Kaysen Wendell's picked up the defense as he's extended out on Ryan Lausch, 25 feet from the basket. Claren deliberate on the offensive end. Hounding on the defensive end. Into the corner is Alexander. He'll throw it back out to Lausch. Lausch back to Alexander. A cutting Haggard. He'll fire up one off the back iron and good. Soft touch there. And it seems like Claren's shots are now coming much easier than they were in the first half. And Standish Sterling's are coming much more difficult. 21-12 in favor of the Pioneers. On the left wing is Prout. Prout throws to Bartlett. Bartlett drives to the nail, gets it inside. Kaysen Wendell, a little spinner, and he got a layup to go. 21-14 now. It's a football score. 21-14. You'll appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Three touchdowns and extra points to two. And 6:23 to go. Wendell still hounding on defense. You can just see the demeanor of the Claren team. They're very deliberate on the offensive end. They know exactly what shot they want and when they're going to get it. And on the defensive end, they don't allow anything easy. Here's Montgomery driving to his left against Coyne off the glass. No good. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Prout. Wendell will push the tempo. He'll split two defenders, lay it up, and he got a good one there as it makes it 21-16 now. Wendell to the basket.
In case of Wendell, that was impressive right there. You just saw his speed. It's like he was at the NFL Combine running his 40 time right there all the way down there, and he finished at the rim. You know, that's what we're talking about, those missed opportunities at the rim in the first half. He's able to convert right there and cut it to 5 points now.
Yeah, Wendell with a good drive. He did that several times the other night against Ogemaw. Bartlett blocks the shot of Alexander. Loose ball on the floor. Jump ball. Guy's diving for it. And it will go in favor of the Standish Sterling Panthers. Claren got it at the halftime break, so a chance to cut into that 5-point lead. 21-16 still Claren as number five. Ryan Rodenbow checks into the ball game for Claren. Checking out is Dane Alexander. Wendell, looks like we're going to stick with that man-to-man defense for Claren. Crosses the timeline. He'll find Prout on the left wing. Prout trying to find someone there, because he doesn't want it 25 feet from the basket. Bartlett Coyne. Now Prout gets it down on the block where he wants the ball. Finds a cutting Bartlett. Nice pass. He'll lay it up and in. Three easy buckets in a row for the Panthers. Cut the lead to three. 21-18 now as Wendell has picked up the full court pressure. Taking on Porter, and Coach Byron Shunk's going to take a timeout. He doesn't like this run by the Panthers. 21-18 in favor of Clare. Standish Sterling cutting into that deficit, and he's going to take a 30. We'll take it with him here on your Power Station for Sports, 104.7 WKJC. Back live here at Gladwin. Clare leads the Panthers 21-18, early going of the third quarter. Standish Sterling making a little run, and Coach Shunk wanted to take a timeout and talk about it. They'll get a high ball screen. Here's Haggard, left wing. No, he passes to the corner to Ryan Louch. Back to the top of the key. Clare deliberate on offense still. Louch will drive to the middle, get to the nail on Sullivan. Sullivan walls up. Nice defense there by Sullivan. Blocks it, and he still got it to go. That's a good effort there by Louch, as he got his shot was blocked, and he still found a way to force it up. Cale Coyne on the left wing for Standish Sterling. They'll set a cross screen. Here's Bartlett, top of the key. Bartlett drives to his left, finds Coyne running the baseline. He will find Kaysen Wendell on the backside block. Wendell's shot no good, partially blocked. He'll go up again with one. No good for Wendell as he gets two chances. Neither of them go, and it will remain 23-18. Clare now with the ball in the front court. Man, just missed opportunities there again for the Panthers.
A lot of missed opportunities, and it's something that could really come back to bite them, you know, late in the fourth quarter. And these 10-point or less games we were talking about, you know, in the pregame show, and we talked about their stats, and Standish haven't been in 15 of them. It appears we're headed for that again. So, you know, one thing I really noticed, though, during that last timeout, Coach Coyne, when he was talking to his team, Standish, this had a whole different demeanor than what they did the first half. I thought they looked really good during that timeout, so... You know, I think that's something that could really translate here, that momentum that they thought they had by scoring a few more points this quarter.
Well, body language is key as they get it into Haggard. He'll fight it up, double dribbled, and yeah, I think he realized that. As checking into the game for Standish Sterling, Marshall King, well, he'll see his first action, and maybe they can find Marshall on the outside because he has been a very good outside shooter for them, as they haven't gotten many of those to go tonight. Marshall on the right wing gets the ball quickly into his hands. Down screen, here's Coyne. Coyne top of the key, and now they're into the flex offense. Sullivan on the right wing. Trying to find Bartlett in the post, and he throws it away, taken away there by Ryan Rodenbow for the Clare Pioneers. Clare again will reset. 3:38 to go. Still a 5-point Clare lead, 23-18. Making me do math here. 23 minus 18, that is 5, right? Carry the 1, borrow the 2. Yeah, we got this. Dribble drive there, pull up, flex cut, knocked away. Nice defense there by Bartlett, and it's going to stay with the Clare Pioneers. Tough angle here. This is a bad spot to inbound the ball. End of your bench in the corner. Let's see if Standish Sterling's defense can create a turnover from this ugly angle of inbound. Almost, as Bartlett knocks it away, but now they'll inbound it from the Y in flying G's across the writing on the baseline. Couple of number 11s checking into the ballgame. Chase Randall for Clare and number 11 Preston Kahn for the Panthers. Coyne will check out and Rodenbow will check out for Clare. Coach Coyne yelling out his instructions on defense. Is a great look in there off the inbound pass. An easy one for Haggard. He gets it to go and make it 25-18. Now back to a 7-point lead for the Pioneers.
Tremendous inbounds play right there. Great opportunity for Clare. And Standish find themselves down 7. They don't want to get too far out of reach here. You've only scored 18 points tonight. You've got to keep it in reach.
There's Marshall King for 3, and he got it. That's a big one for Standish Sterling. King off the bench with instant offense, and now he's going to play some full-court defense. Cuts the lead to 4, 25-21, and a big shot there. Standish Sterling finally gets another one to go from the perimeter.
You just mentioned it, Ryan. King came in. He's a shooter, and shooters got to shoot. You come in the game, Standish needs the offense. You cut that lead right down to 4 already, and you put yourself in a great position where you're one shot away from one possession game. So great job right there by Marshall King.
Inbound into the hands of Nick Porter for Clare. He will reset the offense. He's definitely their point guard, very deliberate. Here's Haggard on the top of the key. He'll swing it around to Ryan Louch. King back to Porter at the top. Good defense there by Standish Sterling. Here's a good look. Three-point try, no good by Richie Montgomery. Rebounded all the way, tipped out to Richie Montgomery. He fights his way through two defenders and gets the layup to go, and just an effort play there by Montgomery. the senior who does not want to see his season end tonight here in Gladwin.
All effort, followed his shot, got the offense rebound, put it right back up. That was a great shot right there.
Bartlett on the left wing. Standish Sterling a little out of sorts on offense. Three guys around the ball for Standish Sterling. Here's Sullivan driving to the lane. He gets to the elbow, kicks to King. King returns the favor, Sullivan. He'll drive baseline against two defenders, leaves it for Bartlett. Nice pass there by Sullivan. Bartlett got fouled, and he will go to the free throw line. That will give me the opportunity to say that tonight's game is brought to you in part by Vantage Plastics of Standish, Surveying Solutions, Inc. of Standish, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Nagy's Tractor Sales of Omer, and Box Drop of Standish. Thank you again to all of the sponsors. We've had a whole bunch of people getting us on the air the last three nights for tonight's district action. And if Standish Drilling can pull this one off, we hope they follow us to the next one.
Absolutely. Brock Bartlett with the first free throw, knocked it down. You see the second attempt right here. They're both good.
Cuts the lead back to 4, 27-23 in favor of Clare. And Standish Sterling, now we're looking for defensive stops. They found a little bit of offense. Not enough, if you ask me, but they found a little bit of offense. They need defensive stops. And Cooper Prout tries to knock it away there from 11. Randall, rebound put back, and that was Richie Montgomery. He got another one to go, and just all effort out of Montgomery.
Richie Montgomery is so physical down low, and now King on the other side.
Ooh. Left that one short. It was nothing but net, but it did not go through the rim. It hit short of the rim, and there's another drive by Chase Randall in transition defense for the Panthers. Failed him there as Randall will go to the free throw line. He got hammered. Foul is going to be on Preston Kahn, his first, and it will send Chase Randall, the senior, to the free throw line. 29-23 in favor of Clare. Randall trying to add to that 6-point lead. First one is on the way. Good. And we will see Caleb Emmons check into the ball game for Cooper Prout for Standish Sterling. Caleb is an energy guy, very, very similar to his counterpart wearing number 32, Richie Montgomery, on the other end. See if Caleb could add some energy, maybe a couple offensive rebounds, what we call affectionately call garbage buckets. Second one on the way, no good. Keeps the lead at 7, 30-23. Bartlett into the front court. Is it me, or does he just look, like, uncomfortable in this scenario? Like, Bartlett wasn't sure what to do with the ball there. A drive by Kahn, stolen away from Montgomery. He finds Louch on the fast break. Louch goes up against Bartlett, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Another turnover. That's the sixth turnover, at least by my count, by Standish Sterling. And they can't afford turnovers being down 7 points here in the third quarter.
They can't, and you're right. They do look a little uncomfortable. I mean, really, in my opinion, the best Standish's offense has looked is when Case and Wendell, you know, had those couple buckets there in transition. They were just flying up there and really using their speed. You know, athlete-wise, Standish is right there.
Absolutely.
And I think they got to be able to use that. But now you're running the crunch time. You know, only 9 minutes left to go in this game, 1 minute here in the third quarter, and then the rest of the fourth. And it's an 8-point game, and not a lot of offense being played. You got to get these buckets quick. You got to get some turnovers going on defense and get this game back a little bit closer.
And as you say that, prophetically, Wendell checks into the ball game as both free throws go, make it a 9-point lead now, 32-23. But Wendell back into the ball game for Standish Sterling, and they've got to find some offense somewhere as they have 23 through almost three quarters of basketball. Emmons thought about a three. Now he finds Sullivan in the post. Sullivan to the backside of the basket. He got it to go and one as Sullivan will go to the line. And there's that offense we've been talking about. And a good bucket there. Good assist. You'll give the assist to 32 is Caleb Emmons. And Sullivan fought that one to the basket. He'll get a chance for a three-point play. 32-25. As we'll see Rodenbo check back into the game for Clare. As Louch just picked up his third.
Great job right there drawing the end one. That's a little weight room shot right there, showing his strength off there. Putting it through the rim, and let's see if he can knock the free throw down and cut it to a 6-point lead, as he does.
So 32-26, 41, 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Standish Sterling wants a big stop to end this third quarter, as it will be, I believe, Clare Ball to start the fourth. Here's Hoggart. He'll swing it around to Rodenbo. They're just going to be patient here. Porter, Huggard, and Rodenbo just sharing the basketball. A little old-school, time-wasting weave. Now we're under 15. We'll see when they go. Still waiting under 10. Porter comes and gets the ball. We're going to run their set. Little high ball screen, nothing there. Hugger thought about a three. Now he steps onto the line, shoots the two, and he got it at the buzzer. And that will make the score 35-26 as we head to the fourth quarter, a 9-point Clare lead. And we'll be back in 60 on your Power Station for Sports, 104.7 WKJC. Back live in Gladwin, where the Clare Pioneers are going to make a correction. That was a two-pointer at the end of the quarter, so it was 34-26, an 8-point Clare Pioneer lead. My name is Ryan Fritz. Next to me is Grant Cortman, and we're here to call the fourth quarter action. We'll see if Stannis Sterling can get back into their winning ways. As a drive there by Porter, no good. Rebound, and what are we going to get a call here? As a falling to the ground, Ryan Louch went down hard, and Cooper Prout brought him down, but Cooper Prout had the basketball in hand. And Louch is not happy about it as he went hard to the ground. What'd you see there?
Oh, I saw a brutal landing right there. He came up with it. He fell down really hard there, and I think it's the right call. I think it was a travel there, but...
I think the Clare faithful in front of us does not agree with you. However, from where I had, Prout had a hand on the basketball, and Louch went way up to get it. Either way, they'll call a travel on him, and it'll go back to Stannis Sterling, down by 8, 34-26. Inside to Sullivan. He'll get an easy one. Nice pass there by Bartlett. Cut the lead now to 6, 34-28. Stannis Sterling's going to pick up full-court man-to-man defense as they need to create a little tempo. And the first thing that Coach Shunk said, Byron Shunk from Clare said, as the timeout happened there at the quarter, is the clock is our friend. Absolutely. Back to the top. Clare's going to share the basketball, pull Kaysen Wendell out against Porter. Back into the game is Dane Alexander. He'll swing it around. Porter from the corner drives to the middle. Louch behind the back at half court, still being patient with the ball. Well, they've worked a minute off the clock here as we're under 7 to go now in the ball game. Still a 6-point lead for Clare, and they're going to run their offensive set where Porter taps the top of his head, so we're going to see a ball screen and roll action here as the ball into the hands of Hoggard. He got a backdoor cut. Prout got his hands on it, and Prout gets the steal for Stannis Sterling. Big possession here for SSC to cut into that 6-point lead, and they throw it away. Brody Sullivan throws it right to number 2, Nick Porter. Great defense there by Nick.
Well, you assume that Clare's going to set up this kind of, you know, two-minute offense right here. They're just trying to slow it down. Sanders had to start jumping passes. The Panthers had to get in here and... Wow.
Porter drives to his right, lays it up and in. And a foul. I didn't hear the whistle because the crowd was so loud, but Kaysen Wendell hammered him on his way to the basket. And, yeah, I agree with Coach Coyne there. There was a little bit of taunting going on after the play as a Clare player stood over top of the man who committed the foul. And I think the officials are going to talk about it now because I believe at least one of them saw it.
Absolutely, I saw it too. But, man, I just did the energy in this building with that basket. It feels like it's probably a Flying G's home game right here in Gladwin. And you can tell, you know, 6 minutes and 15 seconds away from somebody winning the district championship, it definitely has that feel, and Clare definitely has the momentum.
Both teams travel well as the free throw is good. Count it for Porter. Make it now 37-28 in favor of the Pioneers. Bartlett will try a three from the left wing. He got it to go. Timeout, Coach Coyne. He's got a full, and Stannis Sterling fired up there as the three-pointer goes for Bartlett. 37-31 in favor of the Pioneers. 6:06 to go. We'll be back in 60 with the finale here on 104.7 WKJC. Back live here from Gladwin, Ryan Fritz and Grant Cortman bringing you this district final action between the Clare Pioneers and the Stannis Sterling Panthers. The score right now with 6:06 to go is 37-31. Grant, what do you think's going on in both huddles?
I think a lot of intensity is going on in both huddles. I mean, Clare, you know, like they talked about, you know, going from the third quarter to fourth quarter, the clock is your friend, slow it down a little bit. But Stannis, on the other side, you're going to have to jump passes. You're going to have to be aggressive. You're going to have to try forcing turnovers. You know, 6 minutes is still a lot of time, but you got to start pushing the issue a little bit, especially in a low-scoring game like this.
Inbound the ball there. Stannis Sterling in a full-court press to Alexander. He'll find a man cutting on the baseline. Turned over there by Richie Alexander into the hands of Kaysen Wendell. Stannis Sterling to cut into the 6-point lead. 37-31. Here's Coyne. Coyne at the top of the key. Stannis Sterling needs a good look. It'll be a three from Prout, and he got it! 37-34, a three-point game as Stannis Sterling back in at their one possession out.
Game changer. We talked about it earlier. They had those looks for three. They just couldn't convert them. Now they converted them back-to-back times. Now Stannis Sterling down three. We got ourselves a ball game right now.
There's that little brother energy, that chip on his shoulder. Chance to prove himself as Prout. Now defending Hoggard 25 feet from the basket. You're asking the big fella to play defense, and he's all up in it. Porter trying to run some time. Here's Hoggard. He'll stop at half court and get into the hands of Alexander. Now they're just going to run their little time-wasting weave. There's still 5 minutes to go. I don't know about this one. I think if I'm Claire, I keep scoring. I think you're kind of taking the air out of the ball a little too soon. 5 minutes is a lot of time to waste. Baseline drive here for Montgomery. He'll throw it back out to the top. Didn't like it. Drive for Lout. She's in the lane, and he walked. He turned it over. Stannis Sterling chance to cut it to one or tie with a three. Under 5 minutes to go here in the ballgame, 37-34.
I just mentioned a couple minutes ago that this energy in the building was going crazy for Claire. Now you can feel it, Stannis. It's up and down. The momentum swings are here, and Stannis is right in this game. We got ourselves under 5 minutes to go till the district champion.
Stolen away there from Prout. Here's Montgomery into the front court. He'll lay it in. 5-point lead now for Claire, 39-34. Big turnover. Back down to the other end. Here's Sullivan, drives to the left. He'll reset, finds Coyne. Coyne 24 feet from the basket on the left wing. Kaysen Wendell working to get open. He's not there. Instead, it'll be Prout. Prout top of the key working against Alexander. Coyne on the left wing. Sullivan in the post. Leaves it for Kaysen Wendell. Lost the handle. He'll reset for Stannis Sterling. They miss Prout. They still have Prout. Missed him again. Now they find him on the way to the basket. No good. Gets his own rebound. Fights it up, and he's fouled from behind by Haggard. And he will go to the free throw line. Good effort there by Prout.
I love the effort right there. He was open. They missed him. They got it back to him. He missed his shot. It was really contested. Came down with his rebound. Went right back up with it. Draws the foul. Cooper Prout, you know, he came in with a three. Hit it. He's been a huge player in this fourth quarter for Stannis. And he's going to be a big reason if they can get back into this, if they have a shot at winning it.
Coop will go to the line for two. That'll give me the chance to say that tonight's game is brought to you by Turner, Bean, and Grain. First free throw no good by Prout. Compassionate Home Care, Home Health Care and Services of Michigan. Compassionate Care Home Health Services of Michigan. I'll get that one right. Iowa's Chicken Dinners of Sterling and Reigning Hope Ranch of Standish. Prout's second free throw on the way is good. 39-35. It's a 4-point lead for Claire. 4 minutes to go exactly on the clock. Into the front court comes Porter. He'll set, and Claire looks to go back into that stall. Alexander pops up the other side, guarded by Bartlett. Boy, Stannis Sterling's going to jump one of these as Cooper Prout tried to there. And he does. He got a hand on it. He will steal it for the Panthers. Leaves it for Bartlett. Bartlett lays it off. Wendell lays it up, and he's fouled! 39-37. Cooper Prout, the man you just mentioned, coming through for the Panthers, and he gives a little clap to the student section saying, hey, you got me, I got you, let's go to work.
Cooper Prout is out here balling, forcing the turnover right there with the hustle, getting the hockey assist too on it, and Stannis, they're shooting free throw to be within 1 point. We got ourselves an amazing district championship game right now.
Absolutely, and Coach Byron Chung wants to talk about it. He'll take a full timeout, and we'll take it with him. 39-37 Claire with Stannis Sterling going to the free throw line. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go here on your power station for sports, 104.7 WKJC. Ryan Fritz and Grant Cortman back here live from Gladwin, 39-37 Claire in the fourth quarter in district final action, and I think Cooper Prout has made himself one more fan tonight, Grant Cortman.
Absolutely. How can you not be? I mean, the opportunities that he's taking advantage of out here, I mean, the hustle, you know, he's the big guy, and there's really not a great matchup for him with Claire. There's nobody really his size, but he's out here just so much hustle, so much effort, and aggression down low. Just awesome opportunities right now by Cooper Prout and Stannis right here. You know, they have Kaysen Wendell shooting a free throw right here to cut it down to 1 point with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left to go until a district championship.
Yeah, and it was 9 at the end of the half. It was 9 at the third quarter. This is as close as Stannis Sterling has been. Back iron no good on the free throw. Leaves it at 39-37, but Stannis Sterling has turned up the tempo defensively. And Claire, I think, is going to have to score to finish this ball game, and they are out of their... They're out of their weave offense and back into a little bit of ball screen motion here. On the right wing is Dane Alexander. He'll get it over to Montgomery. Montgomery leaves for Ryan Loach, guarded by Cale Coyne. Back to the top. Clare still deliberate, but I think they need to score at least one more time before this one's over, because there's still 3 minutes to go. I don't see a high school team wasting 3 minutes. Here's a drive to the right off the back iron. No good. Haggard, and a rebound there by Montgomery. He'll get it to go. We'll make it a four-point lead, 41-37. Under 3 ticks to go here in the ballgame. Coyne on the right wing. Sullivan cuts through. They found Case and Wendell. Nice pass by Coyne. Wendell with the left hand. Cut it to two. 41-39. Great find there by Coyne.
Threading a kneel right there. That was so impressive.
Wendell, a full court pressure. He'll pick up Nick Porter. Sandstrom has got to start thinking about fouls to give here. They can be a little bit aggressive on defense as they only have one foul so far in the quarter. They've got three more to give before we're thinking about free throws. 2:22 on the clock. Alexander swings it around the perimeter to Haggard. Right wing, Porter drives, loses the handle. No call, nothing, no whistle, out of bounds. Off of Porter, and Stan Sterling will get it back with a chance to tie or take the lead.
You can just sense the feel in this place right now.
Yeah, there's a little bit of tension. That momentum needle is right in the middle right now. Next shot, next basket by somebody is really going to swing the tide here. As that one, I agree again, a no call, but your player fell down, and I think everybody from Clare wanted a foul. Cason Wendell had his arms in the air saying, "I didn't touch him, he just tripped." Right wing, Coyne finds Prout. Prout inside. Kicks it back out. Here's Sullivan. Sullivan drives, tipped away, knocked away there by Haggard, and he'll get the steal. Under 2 minutes to go, and a big turnover there, forced by Clare. Wendell, hounding Porter at half court. Porter's going to get an offensive foul there. Whew, I don't know about that one as well. It was kind of one of those let him plays, in my opinion. Good defense. Good defense by Casey Wendell. Can't take that away, and he did put his off arm out. I don't know, Grant, what do you think?
That's an interesting call. I'm not sure I agree with that one, but especially, you know, under 2 minutes here, let them play a little bit. We're in a close game, but either way, what an amazing opportunity for Standish. You know, they are saving those opportunities to foul where they could be a little bit more aggressive and try jumping passes. They didn't have to use it because they got it on, Clare there. So this 2 points down, minute 40 seconds to go. Let's see what they can do.
Standish needs a big one. Inside pass taken away. Ho! Nice defense there by Richie Montgomery as Prout was open. Kendall threw it, and Montgomery got his hand on it, stolen away by Clare. 1:30 to go. Again, Stannis Sterling has to think about committing some fouls here, as they are, they only have one team foul. It's going to be a while before we get in the bonus. Or they can just steal it like that. Cason Wendell takes it away. Cooper Prout into the front court. He will lay it up, and it is tied! 41-0, a minute 12 to go. Cason Wendell with a steal and the assist. Cooper Prout with a bucket.
Wendell and Prout taking over for Standish in this game. So important. 41-41, 1 minute to go. Winner gets a district championship.
And it starts with defense.
It starts with defense. You couldn't ask for anything better than this game right here.
We're under a minute with 55 to go. Tied at 41. Coach Shunk wants a timeout. He'll take a full, and we'll take at least 30 with him and come back to analyze what's going to happen in the next 55.1 seconds. We're tied at 41 here from Gladwin. We'll be back in 60 on 104.7 WKJC. Ryan Fritz and Grant Cortman calling action from Gladwin High School. We are tied at 41 with 55.1 seconds. It's a one-minute ball game. It literally is a one-minute ball game. How many times in practice as a basketball coach do you put 1 minute on the clock, say it's a tie game, who's going to win it, how are we going to win it? And that's exactly what we've got here coming up. 55.1 to go, Clare ball. Cooper Prout, Cason Wendell, Sullivan, Bartlett, and Coyne on the floor for the Panthers, the starting five. Ball inbounded there to Porter on the right wing for Clare. They're going to run some clock. Into the hands of Alexander, the freshman. Over now to the right wing is Haggard. Again, trying to run some clock, and a steal there by Coyne. Stannis Sterling's got the ball back. Tie game. 30 seconds to go. Bartlett, a layup, has it blocked from behind. Gets it back. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. No basket. Foul on the floor on Alexander, and Cooper Prout is down on the floor at half court.
Yeah, about halfway in transition right there. Cooper Prout went down. I thought maybe Standish would call a timeout, but they had such a good transition. They got a good shot down low, and they were able to draw the foul. But this is a huge blow. As we talked about, Cooper Prout has been I mean, just incredible for Stanis here, especially in the fourth quarter. But ever since he hit that three-pointer, things have really turned around for the Panthers.
And he was the one that started that as Cooper Prout tried to jump a passing lane. They slipped it back door, and Cale Coyne read it from his basically safety position, if you will, playing free safety. He took it away. They got a good look. Bartlett missed the first one. I think it was blocked. The second one, he didn't get up in time. He was fouled on the floor, and they called that foul on Richie Montgomery. So Cooper Prout receiving some attention from Gladwin athletic trainers and assistant coaches, but 31.1 to go. That was the team's fourth foul, so Stanis Sterling will inbound from underneath their own basket. Here's my question. Do you shoot it quick, or do you hold for the last shot?
Oh, Stanis Sterling Central, district champions the last 2 years, chance for a three-peat. I think you're holding for the last shot. I think you're trying to win it the last shot of the game.
Okay. I agree with you. I just worry that you struggle to hold it for 30 seconds before you get a shot off. I think Clare's defense has been very difficult right now, and Cooper Prout is going to be helped off the floor. Coach Coyne is going to take a timeout and draw something up, and we're going to take it with him as we'll be back in 60 on your Power Station for Sports, 104.7 WKJC. Back here from Gladwin as Cooper Prout gets helped off the floor, and a round of applause from the both teams faithful as everybody can recognize the efforts Cooper has made to get Stanis Sterling back to a tie game here. 31 seconds to go. The game is tied at 41. And Grant Cortman believes that Stanis Sterling will try to hold for the last shot.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you can get something, you know, close to that under the 10-second range, if you find a really good shot under 10 seconds, you got to take it. But as close as you can to try, you know, ensuring that Clare does not get a look, at least anything that they really have a good chance at, I think that'd be the best way to try winning your district championship here.
Well, Sullivan will inbound. The quarterback will inbound for Stanis Sterling. And he's got to throw it deep to Caleb Emmons, who makes the catch. And they're all the way across the half court. Here's Kaysen Wendell into the front court. Emmons was the one who checked in for the injured Prout. Sullivan, top of the key, under 20 now. Here's Bartlett on the left wing. Cale Coyne all the way over on the left wing. He lost the handle, knocked away into the hands of Haggard. He throws it into the front court. Coyne knocks it out of bounds. 7.4 to go. Clare ball. And a big turnover there. Clare defense creating problems for Stanis Sterling. Coach Chunk's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 7.4 to go. Clare ball underneath their basket. And 7.4 to go. We'll be back in 30 here on 104.7 WKJC. Back live here at Gladwin High School. We've got a little bit of time left in the timeout as Clare will take the ball out of bounds in a tie game, 41-41, 7 seconds to go. And Coach Shunk is, he's not even drawn. They're going to run something that they normally run. They're going to run one of their baseline out of bounds plays. And I think this is going to be one of those ones where everybody's on their feet for this one, as the energy in the gym is exactly that. Clare has no timeouts left. Stanis Sterling, too. So if Stanis Sterling can get their hands on the ball, there is a possibility for a timeout.
You know, Ryan, it's like they heard you. As soon as you said everybody's on their feet, everybody started rising. So they know it's a big moment. Here we go.
Ball inbounded there to Porter. He thought about a three, works against Wendell, throws it up off the high glass. No good. 2-1. Buzzer, and we're going to have extra basketball in the district final from Clare as we end regulation at 41. Great defense by the Panthers to put a stop to it. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with overtime bonus basketball here. Look at that. You get one game this year, Mr. Cortman, and we're going to see extra basketball. So we'll be back in we'll be back in 30 here on your Power Station for Sports, 104.7 WKJC. Grant Cortman and Ryan Fritz back for bonus basketball here from Gladwin. We're tied at 41, headed into overtime. 4 minutes on the clock. Tied at 41. Teams will continue to go the same way they went. So Stanis Sterling will work from our left to our right. Clare, opposite, right to left. And I tell you what, defense is the name of the game, Grant Cortman. It's been defense that's created everything so far tonight.
Well, what they say is defense wins championships, and we got a championship on the line tonight. So it's showing. You know, this game was really sloppy in the first quarter. It got a little bit more competitive in the second, but this second half was amazing. What a fun basketball game. The atmosphere's been incredible, and now We get four extra minutes to see who's going to be the district champion.
Standish Sterling wins the tip. Sullivan wins the tip to Kaysen Wendell. And he drove the lane trying to take a charge. There was Nick Porter. There was a good no call out of bounds off Claire. Out of bounds off Claire, it will be Brody Sullivan inbounding for Standish Sterling underneath their own basket. He had Bartlett if he wanted him. Instead, he finds Emmons back at half court. Bartlett will set the offense for Standish Sterling. Left wing, Kaysen Wendell. Little out of sorts here as Claire's gone back to their zone defense. Caleb Emmons in the post. He works against 11 Randall. Standish Sterling very deliberate as they now found their zone offense. Nope, I lied. They did go back to a man, so they switch back to a man. Bartlett will try a three from the top of the key. Got it! 44-41, huge shot there by Brock Bartlett, and Standish Sterling now leads. 30 seconds in, Wendell with a steal off the inbound, into Sullivan, and before he could lay it up in any travel.
Well, if they didn't call it travel, I was going to say that's one of the best spin moves I've seen in a long time, but... Listen,
LeBron would have gotten away with that.
Yeah.
He saw it the other night in the Lakers game, and he figured he could do it, but not in a high school gymnasium in Michigan. So Claire will inbound the ball, 94 feet away from their basket. 44-41, favor to Standish Sterling here in overtime. 3:20 to go in the ball game. Rodenbo over to Haggard. Top of the key now is Nick Porter. He'll find Louch. Lots of guys touching the ball. Not a lot of movement here for Claire as their offense looks out of sorts. Louch throws a baseline. Knocked away, loose ball comes back to Louch, and he finds it cutting Haggard, and he gets an easy layup, 44-43 now in favor of the Panthers.
That was a beautiful find by Louch right there. And
yes, it was. Off a loose ball, too. It wasn't like even the set play worked. Cutter is Kaysen Wendell. He has it blocked from behind. No call, and we'll go the other way as Nick Porter came from behind Kaysen Wendell to block that shot. Into the front court, Montgomery. They will reset here. Into the hands of Porter. 2:27 to go. Standish Sterling leads 44-43. Porter drives the lane, falls down, loose ball on the floor, diving bodies, and timeout. Coach Shunk, we're going to stay right here with him as he calls his final timeout of the basketball game because they get one bonus in overtime, so you get one extra timeout back when you head to overtime. Claire will inbound from the side, and I tell you what, I know we've said this several times over and over, but it's defense that leads to everything else in this game. Defense leads to good offense. Defense leads to turnovers. The Claire defense was near dominant in the first half. Standish Sterling had 11 points. Is that right? 11
yes.
Points at halftime. Standish Sterling has found a way to score here in the second half, but that Claire defense really hasn't backed off a whole lot, and that's been the story of the game. Standish Sterling had to pick up the defense in order to get themselves and claw themselves back into it, and it does help that, you know, a shot or two actually fell for Standish Sterling from the perimeter.
Well, the thing with defense is it travels. You can do defense every single night because it just comes down to effort.
Yep.
You know, shots are shots. You're going to miss shots, you're going to make shots. I mean, the pros even miss shots every once in a while, more often than not. But when it comes down to it defensively, it's all about effort. And if you can bring that effort, you have a chance to win every single night. And we're seeing two teams right here that are giving everything that they possibly have on the defensive end, and it's definitely showing.
I have a few more sponsors to thank. I'm kind of glad we went to overtime as it got so exciting. I almost forgot about these guys, but thank you to our sponsors, Standish Pharmacy, Wanda and Company Family Hair Care of Standish, Arby's of Standish, North Central Area Credit Union of Standish, and Fergie's Pizza of Standish. Thank you very much. Claire inbounds from their sideline into Montgomery. He'll get the ball over to Nick Porter, the dedicated point guard. 2:13 to go. Standish Sterling leads by one, 44-43 here in overtime. Inside to Hoggard. He works against Caleb Emmons, and he gets it to go. If you couldn't tell from the crowd reaction, one-point game the other way, 45-44 in favor of Claire. Clock ticks under two as Kaysen Wendell crosses the timeline. Into the hands of Coyne from Emmons. Coyne hounded there at half court, at the top of the key. Sullivan to Bartlett. Standish Sterling a little stagnant on offense. They need to find something here as Sullivan. I'd like to see Sullivan take the ball to the rim, which is exactly what he's trying to do here. Bartlett now at top of the key. Sullivan. Right wing extended. 30 seconds have ticked off the clock. We're at a minute and a half. Sullivan drives the lane, lays it up and in. He got an easy one. Now it's back to the Panthers with a one-point lead. 46-45, a minute 24 to go.
Just like you called it, Ryan. You got Sullivan in transition going right to the rim. huge bucket. Now San Diego's taking that lead. A lot of momentum swings going back and forth right here.
Yeah, you could cut the tension with the knife as the gym's almost quiet. They're waiting for something exciting to happen. On the right wing is Ryan Louch. He'll send it over to Hoggard. Nick Porter calling for a screen. Kaysen Wendell guarding. Porter still has the ball top of the key. He gets another screen. There's Haggard guarded by Caleb Emmons. We're under a minute now. 50 to go. 1 point lead for Standish Sterling. Back to Nick Porter. Around the perimeter, Ryan Louch. Louch working against Sullivan. They're trying to find Haggard in the post. Tipped out of bounds, and it will stay here with Clare as Bartlett had outside defense. Good defense there by the Panthers. They were not going to let Miles Haggard get the ball in the post.
Absolutely. I'm just a little surprised. Clare really not pushing a whole lot of issue. They're taking a lot of time off the clock. They are down one right now, 37 seconds to go. I thought they'd be a little bit more aggressive trying to score a little bit quicker.
Ryan Louch will pull the trigger for Clare. From the baseline underneath their own basket. He'll get it all the way out to Rodenbo. And 35-34, 1 point lead still for Standish Sterling. Clare's got to go here. Clare's got to make a decision, and they've got to go into the hands of Rodenbo. They're still trying to find Hoggard in the post. They're looking the high-low now. There's Montgomery. He drives the lane, and he is fouled from behind by Coyne.
So it's on
the floor.
And
they're going to call it on the floor. So no shot. 22 seconds left. As fouls are now 4-2, so the next foul by Clare puts Standish Sterling in the bonus. Standish Sterling has two to give. Pulling the trigger from the baseline, 22.1 to go is Montgomery. 1 point lead for Standish Sterling. He'll get it in to Louch. Around the perimeter, still no shot. Here's Porter, 17 on the clock, 16. Clare's got to go, drives the lane. Porter fouled on the floor, away from the basket by Kaysen Wendell. And ooh. I don't think Kaysen intended to do it, but that was actually a really, really good foul. And now Coach Coyne is telling him, hey, we have one foul to give with 13.9 to go.
Well, you know, if they win the game, he's going to say he meant to do that intentionally 100%.
Absolutely, so. And maybe he did. As Coach Coyne says, we have a foul to give. Let's not forget about that. If we don't like what we see, we've got one to give. Make Clare reset. 13, 12, 11 is here's Porter into the front court. Right wing is Louch. Louch swing it over to Hoggard. He'll try a three. Got it! 3.6 to go. Inbounds to Sullivan. Standish Sterling calls a timeout. We'll see what they put on the clock. And I believe that's going to make the score 48-46 in favor of Clare. The scoreboard guy headed up for the wrong team. And a big three there by Miles Haggard as he knocks it down, 48-46, and we're going to stay right here as Standish Sterling calls timeout. I think the officials are talking about how much time to put on the clock, and then where is the ball going to be inbounded, because I didn't hear the whistle.
I think it should be a little over 2 seconds on the clock, just a little over two, I think.
I agree. It should be a little over two, maybe two and a half, if Standish Sterling called the timeout after the ball went in. If they didn't call it till half court, where the ball was inbounded, and then I agree with 1.5.
Yes.
Well, there you go, 2.6. Look at us. We've watched enough NCAA and professional basketball to know the replay clock. So 2.6. Standish Sterling will get a chance. They have a timeout left, I believe, if they need it. Down by two, 48-46. Huge shot there by Miles Haggard, the senior from Clare. And it looks like Standish Sterling is going to inbound the ball the length of the floor. So they did give it to him, just like you said, after the basket went in. We'll have a baseline runner. Chase Randall, the long, lanky Clare Pioneer number 11, will be hounding the quarterback Sullivan. Brody Sullivan, and he's told by the official he can run the baseline. So here we go. 2.6 to go. 48-46 in favor of Clare. Standish Sterling needs to get a shot and get it up. Clare has no fouls to give. Inbound to Bartlett. He'll take one dribble. Launch it three-quarter court off the right side. And that will do it. That's all there is as the Clare Pioneers escape district champions here from Gladwin with a 48-46 win over the Standish Sterling Panthers. And I tell you what, Grant, that was it was going to be a heartbreaker no matter what, the way that game went. A huge shot from the senior, Miles Haggard, and Man, oh man, the senior coming up big for the Clare Pioneers. And a sign of class here from the Standish Sterling Panthers as they will shake their hands. We will take a break, come back, wrap it up, catch our breath after all that action on your power station for sports, 104.7 WKJC.